Ireland's classic hit, Something for the Weekend. It's Trina Mara and parenting expert Laura Erskine is on the line. Hiya, Laura.
Hello, good morning.
Have you heard of many mammies having babies during this pandemic?
Well, there's quite a few friends that are pregnant and about to have babies in the next few months. It seems to be that all of this extra time that we had in our hands when we exhausted our Netflix streaming services, there was only one other thing to do to keep us entertained.
You're making me laugh, Laura, because so this reminds me of the last time you were on and we actually made a promo from your clip where we spoke about this baby boom and you said, yeah, well, the government guideline was to stay at home, and that's exactly what we did. So I guess all these babies being born, and a lot of people probably thought we'd be well out of lockdown by the time their babies arrived, but babies are coming and they're coming fast, and there is a thing that you need to bring to the hospital with you, the hospital bag. But obviously things have changed a little bit with COVID, because I guess mammies are being kind of brought in and sent home more quickly than ever before. But also you can't ring your mam and say, could you pop in with a new nightdress for me, or an extra something, you know, this, that or the other, if you forget something. So you have to be very prepared, don't you, when you're going in?
Yes, you really do. It's the infamous hospital bag. And as you say there, Trina, like it's totally different when you're packing for a pandemic baby, because the hospital restrictions, like you say, you can't get people to pop in to bring you stuff that you've run out of or forgotten or suddenly realize that you need. And even at that, like your partner, some parents haven't even had them with them during labor. Mm. It really depends on what the level of lockdown restrictions are at the time that you go into labor, whether your partner has been traveling abroad or has been in close contact with another COVID case. And so you may not even have that person there with you. So you really need to plan for all eventualities when it comes to packing your hospital bag. And it might seem that you're going for a 2-week holiday by the time you finish packing your bags, but yeah, better to be prepared than not to have it. I mean, you can't even get down to the local hospital shop, you know, and when it comes to actually getting all of your stuff ready for the hospital bag, we can't pop to the shops as vulnerable pregnant people to simply, you know, stock up. Mother care is now gone. Mm-hmm. You're ordering online. Even when it comes to Dunnes and Tesco, you might be a little bit nervous about trying to get the baby essentials that might be available in your local store, but depending on where you're living, there may not be those items. So you really have to plan for ordering online, mm-hmm, getting it delivered and there being no delays, and then the items that you really want being in stock, because Brexit has played havoc with getting in the supplies of some items into pharmacies that might be produced in the UK. Gosh. So there's quite a lot to think about.
Actually, Laura, I gave a big black sack of baby clothes. It was 0 to 6 months baby clothes to somebody that I didn't know. They were a friend of a friend, because like that, they were about to have their baby and there were things that they just couldn't get. Bear that in mind as well. Mammies are going to be more prepared to take secondhand stuff. A lot of people actually get gifts given to them, and baby grows, etc., that are never worn. Take them if you can. If they're offered to you, take them, because you might be stuck. Now, you've got quite an extensive list of things to bring. Go for it.
I've been working with the online Cork-based baby clothing company, babyboo.ie, and they produce organic baby clothes. They have some hospital essentials within their own range, but they had such a huge amount of questions coming in through their social media channels around what to pack in the hospital bag, that they did a survey, and it was with over 1,400 pandemic mums who all experienced birth during the pandemic. So they gave their really valuable advice, and together we pulled together the ultimate pandemic hospital bag checklist and packing guide. So it has not left a stone unturned. You can download it from the babyboo.ie website, and it really does bring up some items that maybe you wouldn't have thought of. It's in a really handy checklist, so you can tick everything off as you're getting ready. But the one thing that they did say is to start getting organized early. So around the kind of 24 to 30 weeks of pregnancy, you really should start gathering your bits together and ordering online. And 9 in 10 mums surveyed said that they would not trust their partner to pack their hospital bag on their behalf. So, I mean, you can only imagine what they'd put in. You'd probably find a G-string or something in there.
Or of the size 8 pants. Jeans, do you know, size 8 jeans to go home in.
Exactly, exactly. So you do need to get yourself organized. But there were some unusual items too that went in. They suggested packing a four socket extension lead, for example. So this is because you've got all of your devices. You want to stay more connected with family and friends than ever before. And you're going to be bringing in a multitude of devices. You'll have your tablet or your Kindle to keep you occupied when you can't have visitors. You'll have your phone that you'll need to keep charged for all the FaceTime calls with your family and friends. Then you've got your wireless earphones, because they're all the rage now. You don't have wires that are going to be getting in the way of baby when you're trying to either breastfeed or bottle feed. So you need to keep all of these items charged. And depending on where your bed is located, you may not be able to access all these plug points. And then depending on what kind of delivery you have, whether it was a difficult vaginal delivery or whether it was a C-section, you may not even be able to get out of bed. So having that extension lead could be a lifesaver.
Oh, I remember my bed. I had the best one in the ward. I was up against the wall right beside the door. Perfect. It's funny how those things kind of make a difference, isn't it?
Exactly. And there were some other items as well that the mom said that you should definitely bring. One was, it's actually produced by Baby Boo, but it is a swaddle. It's a pocket swaddle. You know when you go into hospital and the nurses, they're absolute amazing superstars at doing the swaddling with that infamous blue towel that you see all of those first pictures of the baby. Well, this pocket swaddle has Velcro straps. It's been approved by the International Hip Dysplasia Organization as being hip safe. And it just means that you can easily swaddle your baby yourself if you have to undress your baby from the nurse's swaddle at any point for a feed or to change a nappy. And actually, you can even change the nappy while the baby still swaddles in this particular pocket swaddle, because it's just been expertly designed with thinking of mom in mind. Yeah. And they have something else as well, which is particularly handy, which is the zipped baby grow. And I don't know about you, but changing your baby for the first or second time, it's like the cry that they emit is like something that is just goes down to your soul. It is like they want to be snuggled, they want to be warm, they don't want to get changed. So anything that makes that process easier, and especially for an overwhelmed and tired mum too, lining up those little popper buttons all the way up the legs and, you know, getting them in the right order, can be a nightmare.
The swaddling.
Something else to think about.
The swaddling, Laura, I remember, we used to look it up on YouTube. How did the nurse do it? I couldn't remember, you know. What is the reason for swaddling? Somebody asked me that and I kind of didn't know the answer.
Babies have a natural startle reflex, actually. So when they when they're sleeping, their nervous system is still developing and they can startle themselves awake. So you might see a baby sleeping and suddenly their arms start flailing and they'll hit the side of the crib, and that'll actually wake them up. So if they're swaddled, it mimics that sort of really secure feeling that they had when they were wrapped up all cozy in the womb. And that's what makes them sleep so much better. Mm-hmm. And my goodness, you know, you really have to sleep when baby sleeps.
The more
rest you can get when you're in hospital with your baby, the better, because you will have to wake them every 2 to 3 hours to feed, even if you're breastfeeding or bottle feeding. So when they do sleep, you want them to sleep deeply so you can catch up on their sleep. And the swaddle is definitely, for the first 3 months of life, it's an absolute lifesaver.
And they don't get claustrophobic in it, do they? Are there any babies that kind of don't like it, or do they all love it?
If you do it from birth, they tend to really enjoy it. So most babies do like it. After 3 months, they're much more mobile, they're much more aware, they want to stretch out more. But you will find that your baby sleeps more soundly when they're swaddled. And it's a security and an attachment thing, where they actually feel more secure when they're swaddled. I suppose it's like a big hug, really, isn't it?
I wonder, do they have swaddle blankets for adults? I wouldn't mind one. What else should we be putting in that hospital bag if you're heading in to have your baby? Maybe it's not your first baby, but you haven't packed one of these bags in a few years and you just can't remember what you need.
The Baby Boo mums actually said to pack your own soft toilet roll, believe it or not. And the reason being that they found that the hospital grade toilet paper just wasn't up to the mark. So don't forget your own. And that's especially if you're planning on having a natural birth. Make sure to pack lots and lots of snacks. And that's because you won't have partners coming in to bring you your favorite, you know, little treat when you're breastfeeding, when you're, you know, especially in the middle of the night, your energy level dips. You will need lots of snacks. You can't pop down to the hospital shop you know, the catering staff, while they're wonderful, they will feed you three times a day, but there is no other food in between that time. So having those snacks in your bag, and sometimes you might even, they might come in with your dinner and you might be breastfeeding, and by the time you go to eat it, it's cold and it's not appetizing. So definitely bring lots of snacks, and then a thermal cup, coffee cup, so that you can keep your tea or your coffee warm, one with a lid, so that there's no accidents with baby, because again, you may not be ready to have your tea when they do bring it. And then a chili bottle to keep your water cool, because you won't, again, have people running down to the hospital shop for you to get extra your favourite drinks. And some of those little tiny, really concentrated dilute cordial can be a handy way of jazzing up that hospital water if you need to.
What is the average time then women are being kept in hospital after the birth for both the natural birth and also for cesarean?
So for a natural birth, it really depends on whether you're a first-time mum or not. Usually for first-time mums, they like to keep you in for 3 days. And then for a cesarean, it's 5 days to allow time for you to heal and so that they can keep an eye on your wound. And that's really important that you do take that time. When you've had a number of babies, they tend to let you home a little bit earlier because they're a bit more confident in your ability to be able to cope at home. But it is really nice to have somebody bringing you your meals. So I would encourage you to stay in as long as possible if you're given the opportunity. I know with COVID, they do tend to not want to keep people in as long. So it really depends on what the situation is with each individual hospital and whether they, of course, they're isolating any moms that do have COVID symptoms, so you won't be at risk there. They are being a little bit more cautious about keeping moms in for any unnecessarily long periods.
How many baby girls, Laura, we'll end on this. How many baby girls to pack, would you say? Because I've got to say, I felt you could never have enough because the amount of poos and wees and your changing a nappy and next thing the baby grow is destroyed. You need a lot, don't you?
You do. And like you say, you don't actually know how long you're going to be in hospital for, because you might go in thinking you're going to have a normal vaginal delivery, but you could end up having an emergency C-section. So it's best to have more. So you need 6 baby vests, 6 baby grows, a couple of baby hats. You'll need some newborn bibs, some baby blankets, your swaddles as well. The blanket is really from going home. Some muslins. Cotton socks are a must pack, actually, because when you think with the baby grow, their feet are covered, but actually their extremities can be quite cold in those first few days. So put a little pair of socks on underneath the baby grow, and actually it makes it much easier then as well for baby when they're getting the vitamin K heel prick test. If baby's foot is warm, it's a much less painful experience for the little one.
And nappies, plenty of nappies. I know some maternity hospitals don't like you to bring in wipes. They prefer you to bring cotton wool and to just kind of wet the cotton wool and wipe that way. I snuck them in though anyway, Laura. Don't tell anyone.
Most people do. I did the exact same. I mean, the standard advice is use cool boiled water with cotton wool, but my goodness, where would you, if you can't even get out of bed, that's an impossibility depending on what kind of birth you have. Water wipes are really safe alternative to cotton wool and water, and they're made with 99.9% water. There's nothing added there, so they're very safe for babies from birth. So definitely bring those in. And the Pampers nappies are actually brilliant because they have this little yellow line down the front, and it can be hard to tell, especially if you're a breastfeeding mum, if your baby has weed or not, because they're taking in so little at the beginning. And that line turns blue when they have had a little wee. So that's important because your midwife will be tracking all of your wees and poos. Well, actually your own as the mom, but also the baby. So bring a notebook and pen so that you can jot them down and you can remember when they come in to ask you.
This is bringing me back so much, Laura. I totally forgot that. They ask you, when did baby have a poo? And you're kind of going, what? Was I supposed to write that down? Okay, well, listen, thank you very much for that. Where can we get that checklist of things to pack in your maternity hospital bag?
You can get the hospital bag checklist on the babyboo.ie website. And you can also order your swaddles and your zipped baby grows there too. But the handy packing guide tells you what items to what. To pack in which bag, in terms of your labour ward bag, your maternity ward bag, having a top-up bag at home of any extras that you might need your partner to go and grab and bring in to leave at hospital security. It also lists a few COVID-19 extras to bring with you, and then what you might need for going home, including baby's car seat and everything, which won't actually be in the hospital with you when you first go in, but it's handy for dad to be able to look at that too. So you can download all of that from the babyboo.ie website.
Okay, you're very good. Thanks so much, Laura. There's Laura Erskine, parenting expert. This is Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.